Welcome to the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Join Taskmaster 4450 and John G. Olson each and every week as they dive into the crazy world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto or you've been through a few bear markets in the past, this podcast is for you. It's time to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of every age denomination out there, welcome to an early version and episode of the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. I'm John Go. Task is the lovely little white circle with the avatar in the middle of it with the black background. That's Task. I promise you, that's him. Task, do you want to give them a mic check so they know you're actually here?
Yeah, I'm here. I got Bill Gates this morning. I was like an hour late putting my post up because I turn on my laptop and it updates. So it took like 40 minutes to do that. No big deal. Well, it was a big deal. I was cussing and pissed off. And then I did my post and, you know, started to do my thing and got on the AMA and everything was wonderful. And then I go to make my video after the AMA and my camera doesn't work. Shoved my video on my Chromebook and then posted in the wrong fucking account because that's what was open in the Chromebook. And so I messaged Django. I said, I might have to do this on my phone. It's a video, but evidently audio works. So you can hear me, but you can't see me. So we'll see what comes of that.
Dude, you got to get a Mac, man. Like, I never have those problems with updates. It literally like just happens and it's easy and it's good to go. No.
Now you sound like Cal and like, get off those Androids, get on Apple.
Well, I'm not this fanboy like I used to be. Like, I used to like, oh, every time a new iPhone came out, I had to have it. Now it's like I don't get a new one for 4 or 5 years just because it's not worth it. But like, the products are still, in my opinion at least, a much better user experience. But I know there's people out there that say that it's just Apple fanboys and we're all idiots, but I'm not loyal to the brand. I just enjoy it more. But anyways, speaking of changing things up, I got rid of Brave Browser this week, which is fun. I've had enough, dude. I've tapped out. So I'm basically 100% back on Chrome. The experience has been a lot better. Websites are actually loading now. They're not hung up and sitting there with the circle of death when they're trying to load because Brave is blocking absolutely everything on it. And the five BAT tokens I got a month, you know, the whopping $2 or whatever it is, was definitely not worth it. So, yeah.
I understand that. I still use Brave, but I'm not really married to it. It's something that, you know, was hot for a while, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much, but especially if you're using it like on Android.
Right.
I mean, they're following you anyway.
Yeah, so, and you got to have KYC
for Android. So
yeah,
you know, it's
bogus.
Anyways, I don't.
Before we get into the surprise, because again, you literally just gave me links and said, "Here, you haven't really explained everything to me." So I'm brand new to this. I don't know what you've got planned here. Do you want to go over a little of the AMA though? Before it just ended about an hour ago. The big topic seemed to be the node issues on the blockchain. Some people are blaming the blockchain. Some people are blaming the apps. I think it's a little of both. I think this shows you that we're not at the levels where we think we can get mass adopted, because obviously the scaling issues, like if the blockchain can't handle what's going on with this, I mean, what happens when we get a million people here? So that's concern. Anything that you took away from the AMA and specifically the node stuff, or?
I agree with you, but the question is, what is the node stuff? And I don't have the answer to that because I just am not that knowledgeable. But is it a situation where it seems the blockchain nodes are okay? I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some problem in the core coding that, but the witness nodes, I don't think the problem's there. It's the API nodes. Now, right. Is the problem with the API nodes based upon the coding, the base coding, because obviously the API has to interact with the coding of the blockchain and what's being put off on the blockchain? Or is it just because the API nodes are unable to handle what Leo is tossing at, which then you bring up a valid point because Leo isn't tossing. Okay, it may be more activity than typically the nodes are used to.
Right, but it's not like a million people.
Yeah, it's not like we're replicating Twitter's activity here or Facebook's activity here. So my takeaway from that was the Leo node should eliminate a lot of the usability problems we've been having on Leo. Now, I don't do enough on other stuff to know what Essence, Peak D, and some of these other chains have been having. Some of these other apps have been having. If they've been having problems too, then you're looking at something structurally. If it's only Leo, then you're looking at, and it may be a combination of the two, but maybe Leo getting their own node will alleviate some things. And as Cal said in the past, the capability is to really contour the node to what the use case is, which in this instance is threats. So.
Yeah. I'm concerned because like you said, we're not doing Twitter numbers. I mean, this is a big deal, I think, across the board. If we're having trouble with this, you know, how can we possibly go to anyone and say, hey, we've got the better mousetrap here. Like, it's just you're cutting your feet off before you even get running, because this was my argument over the whole week, was like, you're doing all this stuff, we're bringing all these people here, if someone has a bad, if first of all, it's not the easiest thing to get onboarded to this blockchain. But if they're having issues on top of that, they're just going to leave. They're not going to stay around. They just won't. Like, there's the purists like you and I that'll be here no matter what. But if we don't fix that user experience from the get-go, you're not going to retain anyone.
But, well, and that's the question of who's having the user experience problem. Is it Leo or is it Peak D? Is it everybody? I don't know the answer to that because I'm all on Leo all the time. So I don't know. And maybe some people can drop it into the Threadcast and you can read that, John. But maybe people are having problems with Essency. Maybe people are having problems with Peak D and posting. I don't know if they are or aren't. I don't post on those things. So is it Leo exclusive or is it, you know, the other apps are having that also? And if the other apps are having no problems, understanding you don't do threads on the other apps, then it's a Leo problem, and hopefully the Leo node could take care of that. So I just don't know the technical stuff, and I certainly don't know where the technical shortcomings are. Cal seemed to indicate it was a combination of things. So,
and the Leo node, he said, will fix a ton of this stuff too. So the Leo side of things, not Hive related, but the Leo side.
The threads will certainly be more efficient. I don't know if that's the word we want to use, but it certainly will be a better user experience with threads on their own API, because then they can cater it to Well, first off, they don't have the worry about the blocking. Like you said, they're getting rate limited because the potential is that the other nodes are seeing that as a DDoS attack. And they don't want that for obvious reasons. So that, I think, is the next step. Get that. And Leo and Cal said he was looking forward to that. So get that Leo node going. And then that.
For sure.
Hopefully it'll help some stuff.
So this is perfect segue into what everyone is going to be listening to this podcast for, because you've been poking around mentioning this, and you've got everyone posting videos on Threads and everyone's scratching their head. Just, you know, okay, TASS says this is a good idea. Let's do it. But this is something that didn't require, I'm guessing, a lot of technical ability. This was you practicing what you preach by just doing something with the tools that was available to you. So before we start sharing things in the whole nine, do you want to, preface this to explain what's going on with this music stuff that you're doing?
Yeah, sure. In fact, that's a great lead in. And by the way, there's a lot of synchronicity happening. You think we planned this. Django had no idea, but he gave me a great lead in. I want to throw some numbers at you, Django.
Okay.
Zero. I like numbers. You like numbers. You're not going to like these. They're pathetic. Zero. Perfect. 10. 16. 2. 28. These numbers I pulled yesterday by going to John G. Olson's account. They were your last five posts. I opened up the post and I looked at the page views. Now, don't get defensive. These are bad, but I don't believe they're out of the ordinary for Hive, for Leo. I think this is very common. And you and I had our discussion last week, and you did the ebb and flow articles or whatever the hell you said. I don't remember. Flow and something or other.
Stock and flow. Yep.
Stock and flow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what we have is we have the situation where, and just to give a backdrop against this, everything I'm going to be talking about here is against the framework of page views. It's against the framework of ad revenue. It's against the framework of Leo to business ad platform, which we know is being worked on. That is dependent upon page views. And a site that has 20 million page views is going to be able to charge a lot more per ad than a site that does 500,000 page views. So please keep that in mind. And when we were talking about the articles and the stock and flow, the problem with the flow is they're time sensitive. Okay, I write an article about, you know, next week's earnings on General Motors. Well, 8 days later, right after their earnings, that article is pretty useless. It's done. It's nothing. It's time sensitive and it's passed. And even the stock articles, even the ones online that generate huge number of clicks, they're dependent on new people. Because odds are, if you go read an article, okay, maybe if it mesmerizes you, you'll go back two, possibly three times, but you're not going to read an article over and over and over again. So even the ones on Wired and some of these classic articles that have hundreds of thousands of millions of views, they had to keep getting new people.
Right.
So that is a drawback, and we don't have any of those articles on Hive. That is non-existent. So then Leo Glossary is supposed to be a solution to this, and that's a step in the right direction, because when I look at a lot of the Leo Glossary clicks, but keep in mind, it's only over the last 30 days because our counters, they only go back 30 days for whatever reason, so that has to be fixed. But instead of talking 10 or 12, a lot of the pages are in the hundreds. So that's a step in the right direction. But most of that's people linking anyway. And that's not really the solution. So this is where music on Leo comes in. And where we get this idea of not having to constantly get new eyes all the time. Because quite frankly, you will go and listen to the same song 15 times in a month, conceivably. If you're a high school girl who just got dumped by her first boyfriend, you might listen to the same sappy song 15 times in a night. But you're not going to go read an article 15 times. And so that's the backdrop we're working off of. So, John Goh, if you could put on the feed here.
Yep. First one coming up.
Yeah. And what I'll explain. Number one, albums.
Okay, hold on. Let me go. It is this one. No, that's not it. Please hold. This one.
Should right? be albums, the first
yes.
one.
Yes, sure. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Here we go.
What we're talking about is a database. And the thing about a database is obviously putting stuff into the database.
Oh, but the before you get started, I have this on the – this is my default. I know people hate the white background. I apologize, but I don't do the black background. Sorry, I forgot to change it. Hopefully anyway. Your eyes are okay, folks. Okay.
So what we have is we have the idea of a database. And the database is you put stuff in the database – but the other problem is pulling stuff out. So this is our albums page. Go up to the top, John Goh.
Yep.
And as you can see, this is a Leo Glossary page. This was put together by Leo Glossary. It's going to be done by Leo Glossary. This is mostly Wealth West. Could you click on an album, John Goh? And don't scroll down when it opens up. Just click on any album you see there, anyone.
Well, it's going to pop open a new window.
And... okay, whatever. That's fine. Don't. It doesn't matter.
So you don't need it to pop. You don't need to see it.
Yeah, I want people to see it.
Right. So this is the problem with opening in a new window.
Okay, then just replace it. Can you replace it?
Yeah, hold on. Please hold.
Okay, so we're having a few technical issues.
Well, no, it's not. It's just the way that it's set up. It's to open every time you click a link in Leo, it goes to a new, it opens a new page, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, so, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We want
there you go.
Okay.
Great album, by the way. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Okay.
Okay, I can't read that. So, okay,
it's Aaliyah. Yeah.
Okay, so now you see it says Leo Glossary. This was posted by Leo Glossary. We have Aaliyah. So there's a picture of the album. Would you scroll down a little bit, John?
Yep, for sure.
Just go a little bit, a little more. There we go. Now what we have, stop right there. We have a write-up about this album. This is a reference center. Now you can see there's maybe a couple links in there. They're very scarce because I've been working on movies, so there's not a lot of music links. So words like songwriter, I don't have a page set up for, but we will eventually fill this in with
like
links.
Producers and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, producers. I finally did song. We didn't even have song. Song tracks, album are in there, but songwriter and sound isn't even in there, stuff like that. So this is information on the album. Now, would you scroll down? And scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. And I'll be a son of a bitch. Look at that. Wow. There's the songs. The entire album is there. So if you wanted to listen to Aaliyah's album, all the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 songs on that album are right there. You just open up the album, press the play button on each song, and you listen to it right on Leo.
As of
last count, this has mostly been set up by Wealth West. There's 143 albums in the database. So that first page that John Goh showed you, 143 albums, and we're looking at building more. I'll tell you what the goal is in a little bit. So this is albums. Now, John Goh, could you open up the second one?
Yes, this
would be the DMX.
Page. Yep, which you definitely get props from me and Scaredy Cat for throwing up the DMX stuff. I'm just saying.
Well,
there you go. Earl Simmons.
Okay, leave this. You'll notice it says DMX actor. As I said, I was doing movies, and DMX, in addition to a musician and a musical artist, he was an actor. And he's a dead actor. Yeah. Not to sound morbid, but dead actors do not add screen credits, so we don't have to update their pages once they're built, unlike living actors. So anyway, we have the page. There's DMX. There's a picture of him. Scroll down.
Yep.
We have the same thing as before. We have a write-up with links to other Leo glossary pages. Now, this is a big thing. Can you stop there, John? One thing I want to say, I mention links a lot because this is how we find stuff. This is how we make sure stuff doesn't get lost, by repeatedly linking it to other things. Now, if you scroll down,
little more.
Scroll down. We're talking about them. Now, stop right there. We notice albums. Albums. We have a list of the albums he made. Then scroll past this. Skip singles for a second. We'll go back to that in a second.
Filmography.
Then there's the filmography. So you can go back up a little bit to the albums. Now, you notice there's a couple albums highlighted. The reason why we highlighted them is because, guess what? There are two DMX albums in our database, just like that Alea one that John Go opened. There are two DMX there. So we want to make sure those are linked so people can get back and forth. Now let's go to, can you open up the what I just sent you, that singles page?
Yep. The third one. Yep.
The third one that came in number five.
Okay.
This is, now we're getting into what everybody's been posting. And this is where the excitement should build. Of course, I had to negotiate some things here because what we have is, we had a situation where it wouldn't load. I kept getting an error message. So I don't know if it was too much for a node, if there's node issues, I don't know. So I end up splitting it into. So we got music on Leo singles. We have a pretty picture. If you scroll down, Django, and I'm trying to read it, which is not very.
Coming down, please hold. Yep. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Stop right there.
Yep.
Okay. So what we have is it has a link to the albums page. It says to add a song, simply post a thread on Leo using this format: artist, song title, music on Leo tag, so I can find it, and then the embed video. Then underneath, you'll notice it says songs for artists N through Z, because I couldn't fit them all on one location. Now, if you notice, it has the artist name and the song. Now, do me a favor, Django, scroll down to Maroon 5. Maroon 5. And by the way, before you do that,
it ends at L.
It didn't update.
Let's see. I'll refresh. Hold on. There you go. Sorry. Okay. Good to go. Maroon 5.
Okay. Before you, or while you're doing that, because you have to open it up and go in another window and then switch your windows, so that's fine. So while you're doing that, don't worry about, you know, he had to scroll down a lot. We are going to be menu mapping this. For example, Guns N' Roses, there's like 8 songs for Guns N' Roses. So that's going to be replaced with Guns N' Roses singles page. Somebody clicks on that, and then there will be a page with all the singles. So if you would open up and pick any Maroon 5 song, I don't
know. Okay. I just picked this. Now I just got to stop and then go back. I am a professional. Where did it go? Let me see. Please hold. I think this is it. This it?
Yep. Looks like it. Okay. So a couple things that we notice is, first thing number one is we got the song there, the video right there. It's embedded. So you simply hit play and the song will play. Now, one thing that I notice is missing, personally, I think, is polls. Now, I don't blame the person who posted it, because the polls haven't been working. We haven't talked about that. But ultimately, my goal is to have polls on these pages, on these albums, where people can vote, because we have decentralized voting. How about a nice poll underneath? How do you rank this song? What do you think this song, 1, 2, 3, or 1 through 5, or whatever? And you let people vote on it. So that's omitted, but keep that in mind in the future. Here's one thing, and John, I can't read this. Who is the one who posted this?
Marikey7578.
Marikey7578. And what is the name of this song?
Memories.
So Maroon 5 Memories is now tied to Marikey7578. And what I mean by that is anybody who posts this song in Threads, it'll just be glossed over, because once we look in the database and we see it's already there, this person has it. So right. As you can see, her name is prominently displayed right at the top of the page. Mm-hmm. So Django and I talk about branding. Django and I talk about getting your name out there. Django and I talk about being seen. Well, what if this individual, which she may have already done 100 of them already, because she's been one of the ones posting a lot, I believe. Right. But what if over the course of a year, somebody has 500, 750, 1,000 different pages set up just like this? That would really put their name out there. Now, from a branding standpoint, from a getting your name seen standpoint, we can talk about that. And, you know, maybe somebody starts commenting on this video. Hey, I love Maroon 5 too. Are you a big fan? Oh yeah, I'm a big fan. I went to Sermon Concert 42 times, whatever. And maybe that person gives her a follow. The other thing, and now I can't speak to this. This is just totally off the top of my head. Evergreen content is on long form content. It's evergreen money is on long form content. It's not on Threads. But could there be a situation where the more money this song generates, maybe the one who posted it as the creator of the page, because again, this isn't a Leo Glossary page. It's just linked from Leo Glossary. This is a page the individual put up, and it's a thread. And we can't see it because it's cut off, but the URL, you can tell it's a thread because it has those dopey letters at the end, like, you know, 5 or 7 random letters.
Right.
This, again, threads get lost. As soon as they're 10 or 12 down on the feed, they're lost forever. This is a way where we're taking that information and capturing it, making sure it's in the database so it's accessible. So now we can go from the singles page to this thread's tied to the singles page, everything's good. But that's not the end of it. Django, can you put up the Maroon 5 page?
Next one coming up.
What was the name of that song? Memories, right?
Memories, yeah. And is that it? No, that's not it. Please hold. No, that's not it. There we go. Sorry, I had to scroll down a bit. Good to go. Here we go.
Okay, just like we saw with DMX, here's one I did for Maroon 5. Nice picture of Maroon 5, pretty good-looking chaps. Scroll down.
Yep.
We get the write-up. We get the linking, all that good stuff, history about the band, all this good stuff. It's a reference point. People are interested in Maroon 5. We see the albums. Stop right there, Django. We see the albums. None of them linked because no Maroon 5's in our database yet. Wealth West, go fix that. But what we skipped over before, if you scroll down, there's also a list of the members, you know, past, present, all that good stuff. But you'll notice singles there. Is there memories in there?
Yes, sir.
Would you click on the memories and do a swap out?
Yep. I am a production guru. There you go.
And look at that. We're back at that page again. So now we have two links to the same page, to the same thread. A thread that normally would have been lost in the great abyss. Maybe somebody could have found it through the search on Leo. Maybe not. We know Hive searches are leave a lot to be desired. But now we just found two reference points to the same video, based upon pages in our database. And so the more we get of that, the better it is. Now, let's go on to the next point. Django, did you do your homework on the bookmark?
No, I haven't done anything.
Okay, you...
I suck.
Okay, why don't you do this? Would you click on the ribbon, look in the bookmark on... Click that.
Clicked.
Okay, now go to your bookmarks.
Okay. Refresh. Oh. Ooh, look at that.
Look at that. Now,
fancy, fancy.
What we have, this is available to anybody. to all premium and non-premium members, what Jongo just did is available to anybody. Would you go back and stop playing around?
Sorry, now, dude. Sorry.
What we do is we have the thread right there. Yeah. Now, for premium members, let's go have a little fun. Jongo, yes, would sir. You click on the ad folder? Or whatever.
Right here? Or create folder?
Yeah, create folder. Create a folder. What is this? Rock. Maroon 5's like rock. Just write rock.
Rock. Create folder.
Yep.
Okay.
Now I guess hit refresh.
Yeah, I'm going to refresh. Yep.
Now you have rock. Now open up Maroon 5 again.
Okay.
No, open it and and undo it, uncheck it, and then bookmark it again.
Oh, look at that. Unlock. Add bookmark. Fancy.
Bookmark.
Fancy.
And if you go into rock, there it is.
Wow.
Now,
look at that.
This is another one of those synchronistic moments because Cal and I didn't plan on this, but I did put in the threadcast that this puts music on Leo on steroids. Premium members, you could set up rock, country, blues, opera, whatever you want. You could set up different folders of your music and throw those directly into the appropriate folder. So you can favorite, you can bookmark these actual songs and throw them in there. This could be songs as you see them in your feed as they're added in the new, in the latest feed, or if you're coming from the singles page from Leo Glossary, if you see something that you know you're going to listen to repeatedly, you simply put it in your bookmark and there it is. So you can use them over and over and over again. Again, the backdrop is we want you listening to your music on Leo instead of going to Spotify, instead of going to YouTube. Yes, they're embedded YouTube videos. This is not high-tech stuff. We don't have a front end. This is a database, but this leads into what the goals are. There's 140 albums. My goal is to get 1,000. Mm-hmm. We're going to need some help to do that, mostly to give Wealth West CPR because he's going to die at 1,000. It takes some time to do these things. We are at about 550 singles. The goal is 10,000. And the reason why I say that is, first off, 550, if I go to Cal and say, you need to build something in the UI with 550 songs, it's going to say, no, this is a passing pad. You've been at it a week. If we get 10,000 in there, then I can sit there and make the case, and the nursing community can make the case saying, listen, on the left side here, we need something that says songs or music for Leo or music or something like that, where you click and they build some type of GUI grabbing the information from the database. So it makes it more intuitive and gives more of a, GUI feel to it.
Right.
So that's one of the goals. And again, it's because of clicks. Now, some people may say, well, it's more work than Spotify. Is Spotify paying your ass?
Right,
this is for page views. Page views equal money for anybody holding Leo Power. This is trying to give utility to Leo and give something that we can use. And then as more of this goes in, see, the thing about the database is not the initial data you put in, but what you can create off of it. So, for example, let's say there's 10,000 songs in there. Mm-hmm. And we decide we are going to make a page, top 50 rock songs of all time as per Rolling Stone magazine. So we that page. And we
also incorporate the polls eventually.
Absolutely.
And like have your own trending. Like, what's the hottest song on Leo Music right now?
Absolutely. You can do a lot of things with that. Some of it might be front-end related. Some of it might be user-related. But absolutely, those polls. And I wrote an article the other night about polls where we need to really expand that capability where people can adjust the style, where it adds it up. So, like, you go to, like, Rotten Tomatoes and you see, like, there's been over 5,000 votes. And they give, like, on a scale of, well, they use the star system, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But you'll see this movie has a 94%, 94.3% rating. Well, it takes 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It adds it all together and divides it, and it gives you an average score. These are some of the things that I think with polling, that if Leo worked on the polling, that could be very helpful. But my point being is, we start to incorporate this all together. So now if we do a Rolling Stone top 50 rock songs of all time, so you have a page, you have a short write-up on each song, but guess what's in there? A link to the thread that actually has the song in there. So we can start to create more pages that bring people to these pages, keep people on the site, get people clicking, and it's all right there. And the final thing I want to mention with this, this is a proof of concept. I think it works. Mm-hmm. Now, the community has two responsibilities. Responsibility number one is to keep putting forth videos, to keep submitting them. Number two is to use it. It does absolutely no good if we have 10,000 videos in there and nobody's even clicking on it, because the page views are not going to move. We need people to bookmark these videos. We need people to go to the singles page, scroll through and say, hey, I like that song, I want to listen to that song. That you start to build your own list in your bookmarks. You start to decide on stuff you like. Maybe you start to scroll through. And as the artist pages are built, you know, as I was saying with Guns N' Roses, you scroll down, you see Guns N' Roses, their singles page, and it could get to the point where Guns N' Roses, there's, I don't know, they didn't have a ton of albums, but let's say somebody like the Beatles, you know, the Beatles have so many albums, or Elton John, they have so many albums, you easily could have 50, 75 songs on their singles page where you could go in there and you just pull up the page and you go and listen to Elton John for an afternoon or whatever. This is what needs to be done from the community. But getting back to the proof of concept, what's to say we have to stop at music? Mm-hmm. What about comedy sketches? Now, if somebody wanted to do that, I'd be willing to set up the parameters on Leo Glossary, where you could have, let's say, the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and then you could put up clips with Don Rickles and clips with Rodney Dangerfield and those types of people. Then you could have stand up, if there's clips of Eddie Murphy or Bill Cosby or whatever, you could do that. I mean, we could do that with cat videos or dog videos, where a page is set up and people submit those videos through threads, same way, and we capture it. And this way the stuff isn't lost. And this way people can go back and view this stuff. And people can share this stuff out. People can drop links. You can go on Twitter and drop a link to the thread and say, this is what I'm listening to right now. You can go into the latest and say, I'm listening to this song right now. All of this stuff gives us resources to go put ourselves out there and to actually have stuff people use on Hive, on Leo. I mean, there's all this talk about go outside, bring in users. But if there's nothing for people to do here, as Django said, they're just going to leave. Yeah. You have a dead site, people are going to leave. And you want to talk to, there was the CTT call the other night on Saturday. And they were talking about the narrative. Here's the narrative for you. We have 10,000 songs on Leo. How's that for a narrative? Well, what is it? Right. Well, we got 10,000 individual songs that you can listen to. It's a music on the blockchain. Okay, they're embedded YouTube videos. We know that, but here it is. And Scaredy Cat said something interesting. Well, he didn't say it. He replied to one of my comments in the threadcast. And he said something, but it's very astute. YouTube is really just a search engine.
Yeah, and that's for sure. True.
Because all it's doing is searching their video repository. Well, that's all we're doing here is we're setting up our own informal search engine, if you will. We're setting up our own database of pages that is really just a front end to that. We're just creating a new front end into their back end because these videos are housed on their servers. Mm-hmm. So we're just creating our own front end is effectively what we're doing. And now I don't know exactly how the analytics work, Jongo. You might know a little more about this, but it always seems that not only are page views important, not only are unique IP addresses important, but time on site is also important. So if you have people opening up a page and playing a song for 3 or 5 minutes, that's time on site. So this all feeds into the same trough, which is Leo ads. Building the numbers, building the page views, building the clicks for Leo ads. Now, we know that Google is looking at our use case and our traffic. So the ads, Jongo obviously doesn't have any. I haven't seen an ad in a week. But evidently some people are. But usually there'd be an ad on somewhere on this page, I guess right underneath the where you type in. Which, oh, also, this is a thread. So people can comment on the song. I think right, this is the greatest Maroon 5 song ever. I love it. It reminds me of, you know, my first boyfriend or whatever people want to write. But the key is, and Jongo mentioned it in the threadcast, you have to be very careful with Google ads, just pressing ads and monkeying the system. They're very astute about the game in the system, and they'll cancel your ass in a heartbeat.
And well, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care because they don't need theirs. Yeah. But guess what? We're over 550 songs right now. That's 550 pages of threads that we've claimed that if they had ads on them, not all of us are going to go to the same 550 pages. We're all going to go to different pages. And here's the cool thing. If you don't see the music that you want, submit it. You have no excuse saying, well, I don't like what's on there. Well, submit what you like, what you listen to, and it will be grabbed and captured in part of the database, and then you can listen to it. So there's my speech. There's my project. There's my Leo ad inducer. And I'm going to get to – I mean, we'll get to 10,000 even if I have to do it all myself. I have no problem just –
Well, I think now that it's out there, people understand what's going on. And
yeah, they didn't understand. And,
yeah, and so you saw
let me interrupt here.
Yeah.
I give everybody credit. 550 songs. I was hoping for 350. We're at like 550 or 570.
Right.
The community did wonderful. You didn't even know what the story was behind it. Some people hypothesized, some people did not, but you did wonderful. I'm very encouraged because not knowing what's going on to get 570 in like 6 days, 5 days, so something like that is incredible. And so now that you know what's going on, and I did use the teaser, Digital Real Estate. Again, looking at this song, I don't know, is this still the memories or whatever it is?
Yeah.
That's tied to this person. So if you submitted it and nobody else had submitted the song, let's say Stairway to Heaven, it's in there. Whoever submitted that, I just grabbed it, put it in there, and that's who it is. As long as when somebody pressed play, that video is still working on YouTube, there's no need to replace it. Now, if the video goes awry and it's a dead link all of a sudden, then, you know, obviously we'll have to replace it in database. And if somebody else comes in or somebody complains and says, this isn't working, I submit another one. Okay, fine. Here you go. So these are things to keep in mind that as a means to really build your username, to build your prep, and most anybody can do this.
I think what happens is, especially once the database starts getting built, is that now you can start playing with like different ways of content discovery. So, you know, you can start following Marikai and seeing what she's posting and, you know, what's her favorite, you know, what's her top playlist. And then all of a sudden you start digging deep into, you know, not only different music that you might not have been exposed to, but this is what made Spotify, right? It was the playlists and the recommended stuff, just like Amazon, like here, you know, you bought this, you'll probably like this too. Here, you should buy it. Add to cart. Same type of thing here. The more data you have and the more access to different videos and different artists, you're going to have people that may not have ever, you know, may not have heard of Maroon 5. Now, all of a sudden, they press play because this is linked to the certain things they do like. Now they're exposed to it. This is a win for not only the artists because they get more people, you know, that's where you could really, you know, down. I'm thinking, you know, this is my old music industry brain going here, but you could tie into artist managers and different, you know, independent labels and stuff and say, hey, we got this really cool tool for content discovery. Plug your artists in here, do features or something like that. Like they would, you know, maybe advertise when Leo gets the, you know, their own ad network going. Like there's so many things you could do once you have this database of stuff and you can just plug people into it. And I see where you're going with it, man.
I mean, and what I thought of is let's say you're a company that creates clothing, creates stuff tied to music groups. So you create hats, you create t-shirts, you create all kinds of stuff. You go and get the copyright from Maroon 5 or from the music labels or whoever owns the copyright. Now here's a Maroon 5 page. And all of a sudden you see on this Maroon 5 song and the other Maroon 5 songs and the other Maroon 5 albums that there's, you know, 10,000 clicks on each page. Well, they could advertise right here. Like you said, Leo could sell the advertising space right here where it's targeted and say, oh, you create apparel for music? Well, we got 10,000 pages of songs and of albums and stuff like that that you can utilize. So that's part of what starts to happen. And again, this is very, very basic database building. We're building the database. This is not an application. This is a database. What gets built on top of it, I can't speak to. But there's nothing that says that Leo, or anybody else for that matter, couldn't take this and create something a GUI-based and a little bit more intuitive. There's no reason why that couldn't be done. Now, let's see. Tokenize asked a question. Would it be possible or desirable to have live versions of songs too?
Well, that's what I did. I added the Sade live version of Flow, which is my absolute favorite version of it when she did it live, like, you know, 20 years ago. So yeah, I was using live versions.
Yeah. What version somebody submits? Tokenize, it's not for me to filter the database. I have one criteria. Is that song by that artist in there? If it is, we are not duplicating it. I said that song by that artist because you also have covers, you also have remakes. So for example, I Am a Believer was originally done by the Monkees, and then it was redone by Smash Mouth. Well, guess what? Both of those can go in there. If a song is redone, I mean, Pretty Woman was done by Roy Orbison. If somebody submits that and next thing you know, a Van Halen version of it comes in, we'll put the Van Halen version in too. It's a different, I mean, same song, but different artists. So if you want live, certainly do that. Somebody asks, well, is it English only? No. I mean, we want to appeal to people anywhere. I will tell you, use the format, artist, song, because if you do it in another language and you have them backwards, I may not know to reverse them. So we have to be sure we know who the artist is. And if it's in another language, I may not know who the artist is. But yeah, if it's in another language, again, I just grab the use the artist. This is how I do it. I see the thread. I copy username, artist, song. I put it into the text document, which now that the others are live, I'm not even going to go to the text document. I'll go right to the database. I'll put right in the post. I paste that. Then I go and copy the URL for the thread. I link them together, done. That's all I do. Yeah. So, you know, the only thing is using the music for Leo, so it hopefully gets into there where I can find them because I scroll through. If you're seeing because of the note issues that you're posting songs and they're not appearing there, just ping me. Then I'll know to go through your own feed. I did this with Django. His stuff wasn't appearing, but when he said it, I went through his feed and I was able, and I just did that with Dagger. In fact, I was able to grab three songs or two songs that he did because he said they're not appearing in the group, in the community there. Okay. Well, right. Now I know he submitted songs and they were right in his profile thread. So I grabbed.
Oh, dude, I was losing my mind. Like I was like putting bangers out all weekend. And I'm like, they're not showing up. And I was like throwing things against the, you know, I was like DJ Django, like flopped. Like I literally was, you know, DJing and I hit the turntables and skipped the record while I was, you know, getting all excited. So yeah. That sucked.
And now the other thing, by the way,
sucked.
And I do give you all credit. And by the way, let me state this. I believe in this potential after the last 6 days. And one of the things, not only did the number, which I just said, which has been amazing. But I didn't see a lot of duplication. There were some. There was probably maybe a dozen songs that people had submitted that were submitted before it and already in database. But when you're talking people going blind, and I intentionally kept the singles, they weren't posted for a reason. I wanted to post it for today's show. But the fact that people did not constantly submit the same music shows the wide tastes we have. And that is powerful because you can go down so many different avenues when you consider country, when you consider hip hop, when you consider dance, when you consider 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, when you consider different language music, when you consider all this different music, 10,000 is not a big number. It's not. And I mean, if we get 10,000 in there, guess what? There's still going to be a lot of stuff missing. People say,
"Oh, that's scratching, dude." That's
scratching
the surface, dude.
You know, as I said, the key is we don't want this stuff lost. So I try to capture it. I try to get it on the singles page. But then also, as I build out and we build out more artist pages, then we can link from there, like I did with the Maroon 5. And that, again, helps us not to lose the information because it's very easy to find Maroon 5. You can just change the URL if you know how the URL structure is set up. And you just take the last couple things off and type Maroon-5 and Maroon 5 comes up. And then you got that page and there's all your singles. So this is something for years we've all said on Hive, shit gets lost. I can't find anything. Good luck finding it. If Google picks it up, maybe you'll get it. Maybe you won't. Threads. Google is not going to pick up Threads. Threads are dead. I mean, search engines aren't going to look at them. They see that the last four or five nonsense at the end, those characters, and they ignore it. Just like tweets. Tweets are not usually indexed by the search engines.
Right.
But guess what is? Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven written on a page is indexed when that page is indexed. And especially if it's a link, it gets indexed. And I've noticed that when I'll type in Leo Glossary and look for a page I've done like a movie and I can't find it because I used a different structure in the URL or whatever in the heading. So I'll go Leo Glossary and I'll type in, you know, North by Northwest. And all of a sudden it comes up, not North by Northwest, primarily, but it'll pull people because it says Cary Grant in there and it'll highlight Cary Grant. These search engines search the text. So
right.
Then if you have a link, it's like all of a sudden that's helping things along. And this is the goal of Leo Glossary was initially to get links to try getting ranked in the search engine. Of course, going from Leo Finance and Leo kind of shot us in the foot there because now, you know, all that time is basically gone. But anyway, we can only do what we can do. Like you said, Django, I set this up without, you know, developing
without technical knowledge, right? I mean, that's the big nugget, I think, here is that it's just, you know, you're only limited, especially in this space, by whatever you conceive. And if you can conceive things like this, you can build it. And you don't need the technical knowledge, which is pretty exciting. if you think about
No, you don't. And the key is it's scalable. Right. You know, even though there's, and again, I don't know if it's node size or I just filled up a block with the one page. But we can keep menu mapping it, which, by the way, menu mapping it is good because it's always more pages. And so it just keeps creating more and more pages, which is a good thing. See, here's another one. I don't know how
you I'm commenting it because big shout out to Jimmy for throwing the Dela up. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm commenting because Jimmy and me are around the same age and yeah.
Yeah, and
we're see, that old school hip hop fan. Same with Scaredy Cat. He knows this stuff.
There you go with the activity. Now you see a song, you can leave a comment.
Absolutely.
You know, now Jimmy can answer because this is tied to Jimmy, so he'll see this in his feed as you replying. So again, this, what do we see? We see a thread. If somebody's online, they'll reply to it. With the for you might get it. Somebody replies 24 hours later. After that, nobody sees it. It's gone. It's history. It's a waste. With this, 7 months from now, somebody can go and click on this song, and it'll be here and leave Jimmy a comment. And now Jimmy will have engagement from something he did 7 months ago. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at the page views, and I start to think in my mind the exponentiality of it. With 550 songs, if people on Leo listen to 5 songs a day, you know, let's say we have 50 people listen to 5 songs a day, that's 250. Mm-hmm. Well, with 550 songs, okay. But what if we have 5,000 songs? There's a lot more songs that people can listen to. And there's a lot more engagement, a lot more activity. And then, of course, more people.
When's the first Saturday night dance party on Leo? That's what I want to know. You know, like someone could start live streaming. I know there's copyright laws and stuff, but you start.
It's not our copyright. It's YouTube.
It's on YouTube, right?
It's we're only embedding shit. We're not breaking any laws because it's all on YouTube. They're the ones who broke the laws. And by the way, here's another suggestion. If you are posting a song, let's say the Bee Gees. Most of these groups have their own YouTube accounts. Grab the song from there because they're not going to be breaking their own copy. They're not breaking their own copyright infringements. So odds are they're not taking the songs down.
Yeah.
They won't remove.
No, it's all the Vivo, like the official ones and stuff. Yeah.
So there's a lot of things.
Who started out in the Bee Gees stuff? Because, you know, what is it? Too Much Heaven? Is that their other one? That's like when Barry Gibb like drops those notes. Like, come on. That's classic stuff, guys. Who's dropping the Bee Gees stuff?
There is so much good music out there.
Oh, it's great.
And you can go down so many avenues.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah, I dropped the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees are legends, man.
Yeah. So, and again, these things will take on new meanings as menu mapping takes place and as some of these songs are moved onto their own pages and an artist page is built out. Let me show you. Here's one for you, Django, that you can post.
Oh boy. Yeah, Scaredy saying he's doing Toad the Wet Sprocket, then he's venturing into hip hop. Thank goodness. Let's go. It's dance party time.
I just sent you another one, Django.
Yep. Guns N' Roses. Okay, hold on. Please let me stop sharing. And then I got so many things open here. Please hold.
There's 12 Guns N' Roses singles in the database.
That's not loading for me right now. Looks like node issues again. So
yeah.
Anyways, dude, that's exciting. I know what I'm going to do with my spare time now. Just start like adding stuff. It's great.
Well, adding stuff and also start listening stuff. I mean, if you're sitting you know, click on a few songs you like and play them. Again, as I said, this is the key. We want to get these page views going. We want to see this growing. And as I said, if it's a proof of concept, and if you want to submit stuff under Leo Glossary, and what I mean by that is so that we end up linking what you're creating to Leo Glossary. Like I said, the comedy stuff. Well, we have a page for the comedy genre. And that page has probably been used 400 times already in Lincoln on the film pages. So now you have a page that is already tied to a lot of other stuff, where if you want to set up something similar to what I was just doing for the music, let's say in the comedy realm. We're also probably going to set up at some point a page for the Tonight Show. We're going to set up a page for, you know, Comedy Central and different stations. And, you know, I've set them up for Amazon Prime. So at some point there's going to be NBC, ABC, Comedy Central, you know, all that stuff. All this can be tied into your database or into what you're building and tie into the database that we're building. And again, that cross-pollinization, so stuff doesn't get lost.
So are you, you're the only one doing this, you and Wealth? Like, so WealthWest is dealing with like the tech stuff, and then you're kind of
WealthWest does the albums. I do most everything. Iska Fan does she does each day a number of movie pages. Then I have somebody else who is actually scraping IMDb for data. He's building scripts and using HARPA and stuff like that, trying to get scrape the data to save a little bit of time so we're not typing all this stuff from scratch. And that's about it for right now. I have Thorkel NFT. He's involved, but he's working on something else that I'm not ready to shed light on at this moment, but it'll be something similar. I mean, you've seen the Leo Glossary long form feed filled up with Leo. Are you seeing the long form content on Leo filled up with Leo Glossary stuff? Now you've seen threads filled up with music stuff. You're gonna see ThreeSpeak filled up with stuff too. We're gonna end up blasting ThreeSpeak with stuff and see how long. I mean, at this point, I don't care if I piss anybody off. It's like, if you don't like it, how do you build a database without putting stuff in? So all of this works in conjunction, and hopefully this excites people, you know, that I want to see this build to the point where, quite frankly, we can go to the rest of the Hive and say, what have you assholes done? We got 10, 15, 20, 25,000 songs. We got all these pages. And here's another thing. I mean, let's be honest. Stairway to Heaven, you type in Stairway to Heaven, you're never going to see in Leo.io. You're not going to see.
Right.
But you could have the Alabama Inbreds with their hit single, Incest is Best. You know, that's an niche community, but it may be very popular in the lower Adirondacks. Something like that. See, some of these off-key niche stuff, all of a sudden, it's like now you're into the keyword searches, and it's like you get somebody who posts some real obscure music, and all of a sudden we're ranking in that category. Now, it may not be a huge category, and obviously it's not going to be, because we're not going to rank in, you know, Yellow Submarine or the Beatles or anything like that. But you get into some of this niche music, and it's like, okay. And by the way, Logical Dude made it into the database. Because Cal took one of his,
I saw that.
It's under G, Groove Logic, Sand, Surf and Scratching. It was a ThreeSpeak video. Cal grabbed it, threw it in threads. He put the heading, he put everything there. I grabbed it. I threw it in the database, and,
nice.
You know, so original music. I mean, again, I'm not filtering anything that's here. By the way, do me a favor. If there is stuff that is not safe for work, I mean, YouTube usually does a pretty good job of explicit language or NSFW. But if it's a song you know is over the top, just in addition, after the song, put in parentheses NSFW or explicit or something like that. If you know it's a lot of explicit lyrics, you know, you probably don't have to with hip hop because the presumption is anything in hip hop is explicit.
I mean, thanks, NWA.
Yeah, I mean it's, but
that's actually that's a little bit of trivia. Who was like one of the first like recording artists to start dropping F bombs? And it was either Run DMC or LL Cool J. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
there you go. See, I have no life, and I used to be. People used to call me the hip hop Bible. I have no life as a child.
This is what we want. We want to appeal to all genres, anybody in the world. So, you know, if you have Spanish-speaking songs, great. Put them up there. Indian music, great. Put it up there. It doesn't matter. You can put up – and also, it says singles to decipher from the albums. But I have no problem if you put up, you know, Aerosmith full concert, because sometimes they're on YouTube. Stuff like that. You can put up specialty music like Christmas songs. I mean, think about that. If we can put together a database over the next week of Christmas songs, and I'll put a page together of Christmas songs. Now, all of a sudden, I mean, you know,
love it.
Christmas songs aren't going to be very well. It's not going to get a lot of page views in July, but in December is probably a good time of year for it. So this is the stuff. And then, of course, other people can be doing the same things. Now, a lot of these pages are blog posts. So, you know, unless you really want to mess up your blog post feed, you're not going to do this. That's why I say under Leo Glossary is no problem, because we can link it. We can tie it together. And I mean, I have no problem putting up a post every five freaking minutes and blasting feeds. I don't care about that. So any other questions, comments, feedback? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I love it, man. I'm going to just add things, and I hope others do too. And Andersino just had a question about, you know, instead of ranking individual songs, trying to make playlists. And we touched on that earlier, because I think that once you, like you were saying, Task, once we start getting the database, then you can start going to Cal and saying, hey, this is something that we could really, that could benefit this. But I think number one right now is filling it with content. That's the most important thing.
I think filling it with content, and from a community's perspective, from my perspective, is a little different. But from a community perspective, is filling it with content and page views. Use this stuff so that Cal sees some of the page views. Now, we have, as I said, only a short window, because the counter only goes up 30 days. Then it starts to take off what happened 31 days ago. That's a problem with simple analytics. But Cal sees that stuff on the back end. So again, if we start to get some pages, and the reason why I started this whole thing with Django's page views is because that's the norm across Hive. Mm-hmm. You know, if we get 3, 5, 10, I mean, some of the top people may get, I mean, if they call me damn video, may get 100 views, but that's it. We don't have stuff getting 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 lifetime views. And when you see the music views on YouTube, and okay, maybe a lot of that, some of it's botting, who knows? But you see some of these songs, what are they at, 15 million views? I mean, just type in any song on YouTube. Okay, here's the CCR song that I have open. Have you ever seen The Rain? It's the official account. 1.8 million subscribers to CCR. 387 million views in 4 years.
Wow.
I mean, that's money. So The other thing that I question, and I don't know, I have not seen an ad when playing a video through the Leo UI. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. And I've been using Opera. I haven't been using Brave. Brave Black blocks the YouTube ads. Opera does not. So if I go on YouTube and I look for a song on Opera, I get the ad. But once I put it into Threads, I haven't seen it. I'm not saying it won't happen, but I don't know.
Right.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, the embedding. Obviously, if you're Leo Premium, use the embed. I sent out a thread earlier today, and Django, let me send this to you because I think it's important. This is how it looks, and we had it on the albums. The albums, we had to go through all albums, 1,400 and some odd songs, and replace most of them. We had links to, and we had to put the embed. Django, I just sent you something that I want you to post. This is what it looks like on Leo when you use just the links.
Let me see if I can share this.
Okay.
Well, I got the it's dark though. You guys see that? Let me see if you guys see that.
I'll throw it in the Threadcast.
People watching this might be able to squint their eyes a little because it's black on black there, and then the purple text. that's about as unreadable as it gets.
Yeah, I apologize for that, but
no, it's all good, dude. But like, well, I see what you're saying. So it's the link underneath the tags, just the embed.
Yeah,
just the link.
It's not the viewer doesn't show up, and
right, yeah.
What it does, for whatever reason, Leo alternates. So if you have five videos in a row, the first one will show the viewer, the second one will be a link, the third one will be the viewer, fourth one will be the link, fifth one will be the viewer, which we don't want people clicking on the link because that means they leave. They go over to YouTube. We don't want that. We want them to stay on Leo. So that's why on the albums we had to rewrite this. So the point I'm making is I'm not filtering anything. I have no problem with it coming in with Threads. The issue is if you're just submitting a link and it shows up at the thread as a link, somebody else can replace that,
right?
Because it does no good to have a page for a song and it's just a link to YouTube. Right. This is the other reason why Spotify is not very effective, because they just give previews. So you can't even submit a song to that. I know. Every time I tried to grab anything off Spotify, it's only been.
Well, yeah, because Spotify is a paid service, right?
Yeah.
Like you get the little. Yeah. Right.
But now it gets into the idea of how to expand all of this and how to get innovative, how to get creative. I'm open to ideas. And of course, I'm also, now that this is out there, open to more help, because there's going to be a lot of linking. There's going to be a lot of things on the back end. It's time consuming. It's grabbing this, especially. I mean, I've been grabbing it myself, so it's not a problem because we've been getting 50, 75, 100 a day. But if we suddenly get people submitting 400 or 500 songs a day, which is, again, the proverbial nice problem to have, then we may have to have a couple teams of people grabbing it and at least pulling it and setting up the URL so we can feed them into the database. But 10,000 is my first goal. We're already at 550. I was hoping to have this show and put out there 1,000 singles by the next AMA, next Tuesday. We're already more than halfway there. And now I think there's more people who are going to join and get excited about this. So let's go for 1,500. And then, you know, when Cal's on air, we can start blasting that Threadcast and saying, by the way, we have 1,500 and it's not even the end of the year. You know, it's never too early to start poking them with this idea.
Make them uncomfortable. You know, that's the goal.
What are your thoughts, Django?
Oh, I love it, dude. That's what I'm going to be doing tonight after I deal with children issues. So, that's what I'm doing tonight, man. Definitely. I'm just going to like flood it. And like Scaredy Cat said in the threadcast, he's like, so the mission is to find obscure songs. And like, I have some obscure stuff. Like, I have some stuff that no one has heard. So,
This brings up an interesting point. And I guess it's up to the individual. What are you going to focus upon? Mm-hmm. My thought is to focus on what you like.
Right.
Basically, build this aspect of your database for yourself. Submit what you like so your songs are there so you can listen to what you like
right
on Leo. Should you go after popular songs? Because obviously, like Stairway to Heaven or
yeah, long tail, dude. I think Androzino said it in the threadcast. Like you can't do, because like you said, the Bee Gees have their own stuff. CCR has their own stuff. Led Zeppelin has their own, like everyone and their mother has a playlist for these things. So they already know where the traffic is, but what happens to the unknown, the underground stuff, the stuff that you really like that maybe the rest of the world doesn't? I think that's an angle to really get some interesting traffic, because those are passionate fan bases. They may not be the what are they called? The Swifties. It may not be the Swifties or even a Grateful Dead type level of dedication to fandom, but you tap into some of these underground and groups that might not have the exposure. Now you're tapping into not only their fan base, but you're tapping into the artists themselves. And that could be a way to potentially attract them as influencers. You know,
you could do that. The point I was going to make is, when people look through the songs, they tend to gravitate towards what they like, what's popular. And so if you're somebody who says, okay, over the next X amount of time, I'm going to put up 500 songs because I want to see people to see my username. Then, Stairway to Heaven and the Rolling Stones and some of those bands may be avenues you pursue. Or you could take, so there's three things we just identified. Stuff you like because you're going to click on it and listen to it right on Leo. Stuff you think other people like because it's popular, so they end up seeing your name. The third thing is what Django was saying, is maybe trying to get the under the radar stuff, the obscure stuff, so the search engines pick up on it and they find Leo Glossary, because that's going to be on the page and then, can feed into that song. There's a lot of different ways to look at this. And my goal ultimately is to take the tentacles of this and keep spreading it out as far as I could. I kept saying Wikipedia on the blockchain. Mm-hmm. And duplicating Wikipedia is a mammoth task. It's going to take 20 years. But the point being is, if we can start to do this stuff of linking pages and add different things, Wikipedia does not have, they may have an album page for whatever you just said, Meditations of Maroon 5 or whatever the hell their album is, but they're not going to have the songs there. We do. They're not going to have playlists of 10,000 songs or not playlists, but they're not going to have 10,000 songs where people actually can play them and then link back to their other stuff. Then we're tied into movies. There's a Watch Movies for Free, which, YouTube, I messed up there. But anyway, ultimately, Watch Movies for Free will have some type of documentaries and some older movies, and so people can watch movies on Leo. There's a lot of things that I'm working on with different angles, and the goal is to get different tentacles. That's why I said cat videos, dog videos, comedy skits, whatever you can think of, I'm open to it and incorporating it under the same umbrella, because let's spread the tentacles elsewhere. Maybe there's somebody who doesn't like music. There's probably a few people out there, but they love comedy. We talked about sports. What about sports and sports clips and sports videos and sports bloopers and sports highlights and stuff like that? Any of that's possible. If you can find it and you can link, you can grab it off of YouTube, it's fair game. And going back to what Scaredy said, YouTube is a search engine. Fuck it. We'll make Leo a search engine also in our own rudimentary way. And the more that we have, the more we can pressure Cal to say, look at what's going on here. You see all these videos showing up. There's a reason for it.
Poor Cal. Yeah. Dude, this is great stuff, man. This is what Hive is basically made for. And Leo
Let's
is.
Let's see. Can this database also use music upload on 3Speak or Shablock? No, you can put. There's nothing uploaded here, Sunseeka, in terms of. You're just embedding. And yes, you can embed 3Speak videos. The logical dude video, Cal embedded that. So if there's a video uploaded, and I have no problem with original content. If there's music content uploaded on 3Speak, you just click on the bottom right there. There's a share button, and it'll have the embed code. You grab the embed code off 3Speak, drop it in just like you do off YouTube, and you put the format, name, artist name, and song. And the artist name may be their Hive username. And I have no problem with that. I mean, if you put what was Logic? Groovy Logic.
Groove Logic. You know,
if Logical Dude does 20 songs, I'll set up a Groovy Logic page because I'm not gonna have 20 songs on the main page there, on the main singles page. So all of a sudden it'll be Groovy Logic singles, and there'll be a Groovy Logic page. And we can do that for any artist on Hive. And then, you know, we can then start to compile pages of Hive original music or whatever you want to call it and put stuff like that together. It opens up so many possibilities for using this data. And the bookmarks, I don't think can be stressed enough. It's like, you know, now, especially premium, you set up your different folders. You don't even have to mess with the main page of Leo Glossary there, unless you want to see what else new is in there. But once you see a bunch of songs you like, you just bookmark them, put them in the proper folders. And now you can listen right out of your own bookmark. And it's on any device now, because bookmarks is now on the server. It's no longer just in your browser. So if you put it all in there through your browser on your laptop, let's say, and you're sitting at a doctor's office waiting for your doctor's appointment, and you're on Leo, and you open up your bookmarks, you can listen to some music just sitting there at the doctor's office.
Thank you.
Because it's on your phone too. It's the same bookmark. So this is where it's going. And this is why I've said, many people have come back at me and said, I don't know what to build. What do I build? It's like, are you kidding me? It's a database. I get three ideas a day of what stuff to build. And people say, I don't know what to build. Okay, here, let's give you some. Build your own database of music. Just put it in here. I'll grab it. I'll monitor the database. You just build whatever music you want, submit it. And for those who are motivated, let's figure out different areas to go into. And let's get other types of content going, because I think that just reaches other avenues. And then the final point, we need to keep spreading the word. So I'm going to be going now that this is in the wild, because I've been teasing and saying today, after today, Lions have no reason to turn anywhere else for their music other than Leo. Now, obviously, there's a lot of songs we're missing, but the more we add, the less reason there is to listen to your music elsewhere, especially if you have Leo power. It's to your best interest to use what we post on there and to try to get this stuff linked as much as possible in as many different places as possible so it doesn't get lost. I mean, if there's a song, if one of those Maroon 5 songs is in 50 people's bookmarks, that thread's not disappearing because it's in 50 different bookmarks.
Right, exactly.
So that's my speech. I don't know if anybody else has anything else they want to
love it. Absolutely love it.
I'm asking because I already saw people talking about it, so we can use this link to music no matter what. What this is doing, Sunseeka, is we want the videos embedded if possible because of the way it of the viewer. Where you get that content, if it's YouTube, if it's 3Speak, it doesn't matter. If it embeds, then it embeds. Mm-hmm. If it's original content in terms of an individual, you know, it's your high school chorus, it's your church choir, it's AC/DC. It doesn't matter what the content is. And this is going, it's going to Threads. So it is a Leo Finance thing. This is reading Threads and put it in a database. Anybody can pull from the database because the database is on the blockchain.
Right.
So, you know, anything that I put together, this is a blog post. It's on the blockchain. You can go to HotBlocks if it's working and pull up, you know, this the singles pages. It's in there. So, you know, I don't know where this monkey ass. Here we go again with this monkey ass idea. Oh, that's Leo. We're Blocktoons. Well, you know. Use whatever tags you want. If you want me to see it, use music on Leo. Mm-hmm. If you just write, you know, Blocktoons, or if you write AC/DC song or AC/DC hit, I'm not going to see it. And if I don't see it, don't get in the database. Now, if you just want to post something, then post whatever you want. But if you want it in the database, I have to see it.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
We're now in competition with Spotify. Well, yeah, we got a way to go. But again, Andersino said, we're in competition with Spotify. Yes, we want to pull people's attention away from Spotify and keep it on Leo all we can. We want to promote away from YouTube, keep it on Leo all we can. Are we a perfect replacement? No, of course not. But these are some fundamental, rudimentary steps that we can take to start to get the process going in our direction. Are we going to have as much music as Spotify? No, probably not, because, you know, they probably got 40 million songs on Spotify. That's going to take a lot of people capturing Threads to get 40 million. As our notes have already proven, we can't submit 40 million Threads in 2 years without blowing things up. So, but again, if we have something for the people who are here, everybody's looking outside. Everybody says, oh, well, we got to do Spaces and we got to be on Twitter and we got to do Zealy and bring people in. My question always has been, okay, what the fuck do they do when they get here? What do they do if nobody's here threading? Oh, well, they'll thread. Why would they thread? Why would the new people thread if the old people won't thread? Why would the new people use it if the old people won't use it? So now we give people something to use. And if somebody's on Leo Finance, why aren't you listening to music? And I started down this. I said, after today, people will not have an excuse for turning anywhere. Lions will be listening to their music on Leo. And this is something we have to drop. Are you listening to Leo music? And drop what the singles page, drop the album page, drop a song you're listening to. Let's get everybody seeing that this is here. And, you know, as the numbers go up, I'm a big believer in numbers. I'm a big believer in just dropping simple shit on Twitter. Like, we have 15,000 songs on Leo. We have 15,000 songs on the high blockchain. We have 15,000 Web3 songs. We have whatever it is. Let's do that. So.
Yeah, then, become products of our product, man. I love it.
Product of the product. We're going after Spotify. We're going after Pandora. You know, you can, you know, it was talked about playlists. You effectively can set up your own playlist, especially if you're premium. You can set up your own playlist in your bookmarks.
What will come, right? Then you can tap into it in some way that Cal will allow you to share your playlist, per se, you know?
That's a great idea. Maybe there's a way to,
or subscribe to that person's playlist or something.
This is what I wanted to ask you, Jungo, and anybody who's listening. I know we're going a little longer than usual. In the Threadcast, you were playing with lists. Could this be used in any way, shape, or form for lists? The new list feature that Leo has implemented. I don't know how that, because we're dealing with threads. Is there a way to, I don't know what the list link to specific threads, don't they?
I think, well, if you add to lists, the only thing is the person gets added. I don't think it's the, like, I'm sure that can be developed. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So if I set up a list of rock songs and I add you to it, then I'm not adding rock. I'm not adding any of your threads. I'm adding you to. But what shows up in the list? Don't threads? But then all.
No, it's yeah. If the person's added, right? Like the person is added. If that's the list, then their latest threads show up. So you
but,
could.
But what if you sign up for? What if I add you to my Bitcoin list, and you have your thread for your Buffalo Bills? Will the Buffalo Bills won't show up in the Bitcoin list, will they?
Yeah, it does, because you're not. It's not the it's not the content that you're listing. It's the person. So if you're listing this person in the Bitcoin list, it's whatever they're threading about will show up. So that just needs to, again, just be categorized. And if you
then your list isn't really a list. It's just a list of people. It's not a list of why do people set up Bitcoin? Why do people set up?
Right. Because I think the whole point of doing the lists on something that's big as Twitter and X is that majority of the time, the people that are added to those lists are pretty niche specific. You know, they may throw the odd Buffalo Bills score in here and there, but Leo still only has, 1,800 MAUs.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm glad I didn't learn that, because what the fuck's the point? I mean, people thread about all or tweet about all kinds of different stuff. I mean, Elon's all over the place about everything.
Yeah. I think it's just you got to segment them, just like you would if in a mailing list for internet marketing. You segment lists like this person clicked on this, this person bought this, this person, and you categorize them and you put them into different segments. So you can do that. Like that's just down the road.
Okay. Brando said you can only link users to lists. The tag link in is supposedly coming.
Right. There you go. So,
okay. So how about this? Just spitballing this idea, folks. What if somebody set up a list of rock songs and people start to add to their threads, to their songs, instead, in addition to music on Leo, so I see it, they put in rock, they put in country, they put in salsa, they put in whatever it is, they put in Van Halen, you tag Van Halen if it's a Van Halen song. And then all of a sudden these lists could be set up. So there's another place where all of a sudden all these Van Halen songs are located. I don't know. I'm just, here's my message. If you see a feature on Leo, if you see a piece of technology it brings out, figure out a way to incorporate some of this. It may not, but, maybe something they bring out we can use. And I think the key is to make sure this stuff keeps getting captured. And then if there's a way to share it, that'd be great.
Tokenize also wants the mute tags. Yeah, please. That can't come soon enough. No offense, but I love mute tags. They're great.
Yeah, well, Tokenize also asked about can we set up one for porn. And
true. Yes, there was someone putting some stuff out there the other day.
So. I mean, to be honest with you, and again, I have no problem, once there's some type of filters with an adult content database. I mean, I've thought about doing a database for adult videos, similar to the regular, mainstream movies, adult videos, to have a database for that. Again, the same thing with the Lincoln and stuff like that. I'm a believer to get these tentacles going everywhere. And even though porn's, you know, supposedly underground, it's probably the most form of most common form of entertainment on the internet. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's again, niches are good. Different areas, variety, all of this. I'm open to it all. I mean, I'm not going to go into adult content right now because we know there's absolutely zero filtration on Leo. So not going to go into that. But keep thinking up ideas. And if somebody wants to take the initiative and say, okay, I want to produce this type of content, sports or, you know, sports videos or comedy videos or whatever you can think of, I have no problem with that. Travel. I mean, we can do, think of what you could do with travel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're building travel pages. I mean, all of this feeds into the same thing, people, and it's all Leo, and it gets us away from finance. Notice we haven't been talking about finance and money and crypto and green candles and all and Bollinger Bands and all the stuff Django loves. We haven't been talking about that. No Ethereum wallets and MetaMask and all that. We didn't mention any of that because it's Leo. It's music.
Yeah, and I think you get out of that finance and you just, the finance people will find the finance people, you know? Yeah. One of the best decisions this platform did was to get rid of the finance tag at the end of it. So
yeah, and now it opens up to something like this. Music is universally liked, I think. Almost everybody listens to music. Everybody likes music. We know the success of Pandora. We know the success of Spotify. We see the clicks on YouTube. Okay, maybe they're botted, but even if they're off by 90%, what I say, 330 million, take 90% off, that's still 30 million in 4 years. That's over 7 million a year in 4 years. Mm-hmm. 8 million a year, excuse me, great at math. 8 million a year. How ecstatic would we be with a page on Hive that got 8 million views total, let alone 8 million a year? You know, how ecstatic will we be with a lifetime count of 10,000 views on a page? Well, guess what? Music can do that.
Opens up a whole new market. Dude, this has been insane. And, you know, again, I just got to go get my kid from school. And as soon as he is fed and taken care of, I'm just going to be posting links all evening. So. You're gonna
now I just buried myself. You know what I'm going to be doing for the next
couple months. Yeah.
Yeah. Just grabbing and linking the database. But I'll start already menu mapping it and breaking it down. As I said, there will probably be Guns N' Roses page up here very shortly in the next day or so. And I mean, there's already the page, but a singles page. So you go by. Oh, the final thing I wanted to say to prevent duplicates, use those menu pages. There's the A through M and the N through Z. Look at and see if there's something there that's been posted. And if it isn't, it's open, submit it. If you obviously you see Stairway to Heaven. And by, oh, the other thing is ignore the, it's the first letter of the first word. So, like the Beatles will be under
the
Beatles, B.
The Doors.
The just... Doors will be under D. Everything's in alphabetical order. So look at that. Look under the Beatles and see if Hey Jude was submitted. If you don't see it there, it hasn't been submitted unless it was in the last 10 minutes or whatever the time frame was since I updated it. And just fire it. And if I get behind, I'll put out an SOS and say, okay, I need some help grabbing these songs. But let's get to that point where I'm overwhelmed. That'd be a good thing.
Challenge accepted, sir.
All right.
Guys, thank you for checking it out. Be sure to check out Music on Leo now. Follow Task for all the news, gossip, scandal when it comes to this. And start posting some videos so we can get it out there and attract whole new audiences and use this stuff. Anyways, you guys have a great day. We'll see you. We have Alex Rourke. Thursday, special guest. We actually have a guest again, Task. We're bringing guests back. Are you excited?
I'm excited. What time's the show on Thursday?
Yeah, I think it's 6 my time, 8 your time.
Oh, okay. We're back to normal. Okay.
Back to normal. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Cryptomaniacs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to hanging out with you again next week.